Today's shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, and we begin a brand new Simen Samach Vav, which deals with the halachos of Be'ezem Malkum Yochol Lahafsik, which places in the Shema you're allowed to interrupt, or Be'ezem Malkum Lo Yafsik, in which places you're not allowed to interrupt. Now, the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph, and he says, Bein HaProkim, in between the different paragraphs of the brachos of Kriya Shema and of Shema, person has permission to be shoel bishlom odom nichbod. Person does have the right to go and ask a great person, an honored, respected person, how are you doing? Umeishiv shalom l'chol odom. And he's allowed to respond to any person who asks him, how are you doing? He's allowed to respond. As we'll see in a moment, this is not the halacha l'maisa, but this was the halacha that the Mechaber quotes in his day. Ube'emtza, in the middle of a paragraph, the rules are stricter. Even the Mechaber says, "Be'emtza shol b'shlom mishu yorim menu." You're not allowed to just ask out of kavod, out of honor to somebody, how are you? You're only allowed to ask for somebody that you're afraid of. Mishu yorim menu. For example, kigon oviv, his father, or rabbo, his rebbe, or mishu gadol mimenu b'chokhma, somebody greater than him in wisdom. And certainly, the kol shekein, melech o anos, a king, or somebody who has the potential to hurt him. And however, in response, he's also not allowed to answer to just anybody. Umeishiv, while it's a little bit more lenient, it's still more strict than Bein HaProkim. In the middle of the perek, Meishiv Shalom L'Odom Nichbod, you're only allowed to respond to somebody who's a respected, honored person who comes up to you and asks how you're doing. Then the Mechaber concludes and he says, Vafilu Be'emtzat Pasuk, and when you are allowed to interrupt, it's even during the middle of a Pasuk that you'd be allowed to interrupt, with one exception. Chutz mi Pasuk Shema Yisrael, and Edrel, Ubar Sheng Po Machel Soli Onved. Otherwise, all the other places where you're allowed to interrupt, even in the middle of a parsha, for example, for the or the yore that we mentioned, or the kavod, the honor that we mentioned, that is even in the middle of a sentence, even in the middle of a pasuk. But the exception to that rule is during the middle of the Shema, in the middle of Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso itself, the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Shem, Lo Yafsik Bem Klal. There you're not allowed to interrupt for anybody under any circumstances, except in lo mipnei mi sheyare shemo yagenu. Except, of course, for pikuach nefashos. If you're afraid that somebody's going to come and harm you, kill you, so then you'd be allowed to interrupt even during the Shema. But otherwise, just because somebody is somebody that you're yare mimenu or somebody that is a odom nichbad, you wouldn't be allowed to respond even to them during the saying of the pasuk of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso. That's today's shir. That's the Mechaber, the entire Sif Aleph. Now we'll delve into the various Mishnah Berurahs. Ramah doesn't have any comments on this, but we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says. And interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah opens up with a quote from the Prima Gadim, even before he gets to Sif Katan Aleph. And he says, Kol Masha Osu L'daber, that which we're going to talk about, that you're not allowed to interrupt and talk, he points out from the Prima Gadim, Afilu Biloshen Kodesh Osu L'daber. There is no heter to say words in Hebrew. If you want to talk to your friend, well, you talk in English, that's not allowed. But if you talk in Hebrew, that's allowed. That's ridiculous. There is no such thing. Afilu Teva Achas Osu, and even one word is Osu. Just because you're saying something in shorthand, you're saying one word instead of a whole sentence, that doesn't give you permission to talk, whether it's in Hebrew, English, or any other language. One is forbidden to talk at those places where it is forbidden to talk. That's the little introduction. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes to Siv Katan Aleph. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Bein HaProkim, Dafko Bishipogo Ze Ezemi Mela. When are you allowed to interrupt in between the paragraphs of the Brachos of Kriya Shema or Kriya Shema itself? You're allowed to interrupt to be shol b'shlom adam nichbad u'meishiv shalom l'chol adam. That's only if they happen to come upon you. You're walking to your seat in shul, and a person who you have to say hello to because he's a great person happens to walk by. The rav in the shul walks by you, so then you say shalom aleichem, Rebbe. However, I will be mashkim l'pischo, but for a person to go out of his way to go and greet somebody, I'm going to shul and I'll stop off at my friend's house to say hello. Olelech b'beis ha'knesses mimokam ha'kavu alo, l'mokam chaveru l'itin lo shalom. Well, to go from my place in the shul, I sit on the left side of the shul. I see my friend there all the way on the other side of the shul, on the right side of the shul. For me to leave my place and walk over to him and say shalom aleichem, even though he's a great person, afilu li'aviv v'rabo, and even more so, even if it's to your father, your rebbe, that is osur. The only time these halachos apply, even according to the Mechaber, when they did apply, was if it's a happenstance that you happen to come upon the person that we're talking about. But to go out of your way to greet that person is forbidden. And this is true even before you say Baruch Shamar. That's not a problem in talking at that point over there. Kivin shu kodim atvila, even though it's before the tvila, one is not permitted to do so. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this down in the name of the Gemara in Rashi, Gemara elsewhere in Kiddushin as well. That we shouldn't give more cover to a person than we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, you haven't yet greeted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You haven't yet davened to Hashem. Nobody has the right to go out of their way to go and speak to another person. Even at a point in the davening, the Mishnah Berurah points out, where technically is permitted to talk. So if the guy happens to be walking by you in your seat, you're allowed to say, Hi, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe. That would be permissible. But to leave your seat and go and greet the person, even before the paragraphs that we're talking about here in this section, even before Baruch Shomar, that would be forbidden. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shol b'shlom, you're allowed to ask, how is he doing? Afilu b'loshen laz, this doesn't have to be in Hebrew, this could even be in English. V'davko b'ponim chadosho shol u'meishiv, this is only true if we're dealing with somebody that would be upset if you didn't go and say hello to him. Shim lo yishal yovo lidei sinu. It will lead to hatred, chas v'shalom, if you don't say hello to him as he happens to be walking by your seat and he says hello to you and you don't respond to him. Or you see him first and you don't say hello to him, he'll be insulted and upset. That's why you're allowed to do this. Ubesefer achinuch gam kin kosav. The achinuch writes, D'mi shelo reinu shiyak bidal chaveru klal. If you know for certain that the person won't be upset, he sees you davening, and he won't be upset that you don't say hello to him. Lo yafsik afilu ben aprokim, then a person there should not interrupt to say hello to his friend, because his friend will understand. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Alkein, lefi min hagenu kayom. Therefore, nowadays, when everybody is familiar with this idea that you don't go and greet people, really, before the davening, that's not our custom. And therefore, she'ein anu noagim l'shol b'sholm beis ha'knesses beis ha'tfilah. We don't go in the middle, we have a talis and tefillin on, and we're davening, and we don't start talking and saying hello to people, since everybody knows that. Chalila l'shol o l'hoshiv afilu b'divrei Torah. Therefore, it's inappropriate to ask somebody, and even to go and query them about Torah learning. That's inappropriate, because you still have to first daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is true lo ben aprokim, lo bepsuki de zimra. This is true not only in the easier pauses in the brachas of Kriyat Shema, in between the brachas of Kriyat Shema, but even in the pesuki de zimra, one should not do this. In Dirshu footnote number one, he brings down v'im kore Kriyat Shema kodem atvila. The person is saying the Kriyat Shema prior to davening in the korbanos section because he's afraid that he's going to miss the zman, the minyan that he's davening at might miss the zman of Kriyat Shema. So then the Bir Halacha says she'osu lahafsik ba b'emtza perek afilu shekore b'li bir chosel. The same halachas that we have over here for the saying of the interruptions in the Bein HaProkim or b'emtza perek would apply to the Shema that you read in the korbanos section if you're saying that to potentially be yotzei Kriyat Shema, even though you're not saying the brachos at that point. And furthermore, she calls it davko b'emtza perek. That's true in the middle of the paragraph. Avol bein aprokim, over there, you would be allowed to interrupt bein aprokim, efshe shemut lahafsik. However, he brings down the Rashma. It says, gam b'kriyazu, no, he didn't have sik bein aprokim. He says, no, the halacha supply, the Rashba says, even to the bein aprokim, in between the paragraphs. Likewise, so b'kriyashma shekori imatvil and shor rabbeinu tam. People have the custom if they put on the rabbeinu tam tvil and they say the kriyashma then too. V'lo miskavim let's say it's b'dayi chovas kriyashma. And his intention at that point, he's already had Rashi tvil on him rizyotze with the mitzvah kriyashma. So his only intention then is to like be reading Torah. He's wearing the rabbeinu tam tvil and he wants to say kriyashma. So then the bir halacha writes there you could interrupt even in the middle of a paragraph for kavod because you're not really being yotze over there and therefore it's not a problem of an interruption. In Dirshu footnote number two, he says, V'lishol u'lohoshiv ibnei hayira. What about nowadays? Not for kavod, we just said that we don't go and interrupt. People understand. But what about for yira? For your aviv, or rabbi, or muvok, for your rebbe, or for your father, for your major rebbe, or for your father. So he brings down from the Shona Halachos, from the Ugva Rebbe, Zatzal, Rav Nasha Klein, Sha'omnam HaMishnah Berurah lo kosav b'mefurish she'asur. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't state that that's asur. However, the Chayyadam does say that that would be asur. Ula hafrish me iser. What about to go and interrupt during these sections of the Shema, the Birchos of Kriyat Shema, to prevent somebody from doing an iser? You see somebody's about to eat something that's treif, and you have to go and say, hey, that's treif. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down in the name of the Ritva, based upon a Gemara in Yuma, Shemutu Lirmos, one would be allowed to signal to him, no, you know, shake your head back and forth, don't eat that. And if he doesn't stop, based upon that, one would even be allowed to interrupt and tell him that he's about to commit a transgression. Because this certainly isn't any worse from the permissibility of responding or asking somebody because of yira or kavod. Because kvod shemayim is odif here. If he eats this treifa thing, so that's a lack of covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you'd be allowed to interrupt for that as well. And so brings down the Makor Chayim, Shem HaRemiza Lo Safsik, Mutal Filu Daber. If you can't signal him to stop by shaking your head or shaking your finger or wagging your finger at him, so then you'd be even allowed to talk as well. What about if a Rebbe or a Rav is asked a question? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Mitzvah Olav Lanos Ben HaProkim. If it's something that's pertinent, needs to be answered right then and there. Somebody says, I davened Shmon Esrei, I'm ahead of the Tzibur, and I forgot to say Yalav Yavu. Do I have to repeat the Shmon Esrei? So a pressing Shaila like that, a person says, I don't know if I said the proper Kavana for Shema. Do I have to repeat the Shema or not? So then the Rav would be allowed and has a mitzvah to interrupt and answer the shaila that's being posed right now. Again, as long as it's a shaila nechutz, you can't ask him about, what about these stores over there in that town I'm going to visit next week? Are they kosher? That you can't do. The Dirshu footnote number 2 continues with a long arichos. What about writing something during this period of time? We'll just focus on one point. He brings down, lichto b'mokum sh'osu l'hafsik b'dibur. If a person is allowed to write something where you're not permitted to talk, so he brings down from the Salma Schayim sh'osu, that also was not permitted. Shemaisa chomur afyose m'dibur, because writing is actually worse than talking. It's more of an action. Furthermore, others suggest that when you actually write it, you may come to say it, and it would be the transgression of speaking or interrupting at that point. On the other hand, the Aderis brings down, and the same opinion is brought down in the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Shegam b'mokum sh'osel hafzik b'emsa tfilo b'dibra, at those places where you're not allowed to interrupt by talking, k'siva muteris, technically one would be allowed to write. And the final point, he says, if you don't have a minion, and you're trying to go and signal to get a 10th person to come in for a minion, it would also be permissible to talk at that point in time. But it would be preferable if you could put up a sign and just say, we need a 10th man, rather than actually interrupting to talk. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel. We said an Odom Nichbad. What do we mean by a respected, honored person? Shiroi lahakdim lo shalom. This is a person that you would normally go and try to say shalom to first. It's more of a kavod that you should go and greet him than he should come and greet you. For example, he's a zaken, an elderly person, or a talmud chacham, a smart, big talmud chacham, or even if he's a rich person, Shiroi lechabid lo machmas osho, who normally you would go and give kavod to him by asking him how he's doing first, so then that is the definition over here of an Odom Nichbad. Sivkot and Dalid l'chol Odom, you'd be allowed to respond to any person, Bein HaProkim, in between the paragraphs, any person, Sheikh Demo Shalom, who first came up to you and said, how are you? He brings down from the Rashba, the Mutal l'chatchila l'shol b'shlom ha-korei. You would be allowed to go and ask, even though you see somebody reading Kriyashma, how are you doing? Even though you know that he's then going to have to respond to you. It is not forbidden for the person to go and ask somebody how they're doing while they're saying Kriyat Shema. Whether it's the smartest thing to do or not, he doesn't discuss. And he points out, we've already said in Sivkot and Beis that nowadays that's not harmonic to do so, so certainly nowadays we would tell somebody, do not do that. Sivkot and Hey, Aviva Rabo, these are examples of people who is Yori Mimenu, wrote Salomon, and Mishmur says, the Mechaber is telling us, Rabo Muvok, your Rebbe who you learn, Sheikot Taroso Mimenu, that you learn most of your Torah from that person. And this is true even though you may now be greater than that person. That person was your high school Rebbe, and Baruch Hashem, you've become a big Rosh Hashiva yourself, and you learned 3 years in that Rebbe's class. So he taught you more Torah than any other Rebbe, but now you're much greater than him. Nevertheless, Shaykh Bumori, you have to be in awe of that Rebbe, you have to have Yira from that Rebbe. As the Pasuk says, Midichsiv, Ishimo V'Aviv Tiro, Utnan, Umor Raboch, Kimor Shemayim. This tells us the idea that the Mora, the awe, the fear that you have to have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be in a much smaller way, also the same type of Mora that you have for your Rebbe. Sivkot and Vav, Godol Mimenu, the person is greater than you, then you have to have this aspect of Kavod. What happens if you're the same? Vimhim Shavim, Havi Bichlal Mipnech Kavod. That wouldn't be Yira, but that would still be Kavod. But if the person reading the Shema is greater than the person that said to him, Shalom Aleichem, so then you don't interrupt and respond back, even though that person was a Talmud Chacham, but if you're greater than them, you don't interrupt back. Sivkot and Zayin, we said, the person who asked the question, how are you doing, is greater than you in Chachma. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'achronim pasku, the Achronim say, he brings this down, in the name of the Magen Avraham and Delia Rabba, da'afilu imu gadol mimenu hevi rak mipnei ha-kavod. This still has a status only for kavod, and not yira, imlo shu talmud chacham muflag b'doro. Unless he's a unique, exceptional individual, a huge talmud chacham, then he would fall into the category, oz hevi b'chla mora, yira, rather than just kavod. Sivkot Nches, Vakoshekin Lamelech, the Mechaber said, and certainly you can do this if the person is a king, that certainly is Mora. And he says, Afilu Melech Yisrael, this is true not only for a Goyish king, but even a Jewish king. Heavy Bechlal Mipnei Yira, they fall into the category of Yira, because even though the Yiddish king knows that you're davening over here, nevertheless, the Siv Som Tosim Olech HaMelech, the Pasuk says, you shall place upon yourself a king, and that means, Shetehei Emosu Olech, what does it mean, you shall place? It means you'll place your fear of the king upon yourself. Sivkot and Tess, it says, or Anos, or Malshin, not only somebody who is going to force you, but somebody who will maybe tattle on you, tell the government on you, that person also, if you don't respond to him, you're in trouble, so therefore you're allowed to respond to him. Sivkot and Yud, HaPosuk, you're allowed to interrupt where you're allowed to interrupt, even in the middle of the Pasuk. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Yeshomim de Be'emtza Pasuk lo Yafsik. Ideally, you shouldn't stop in the middle of a Pasuk, unless, in lo b'malkim de Solik in Yonah, unless it's in the middle of a context of a phrase being completed, then you can stop in the middle of the Pasuk. When you do interrupt, you have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Linya ma'isa, halach la'ma'isa. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Kishem mafsik lanos kaddish kedusha." This happens more often with saying of kaddish kedusha while you're in the middle of the brachas of kriyashma or the kriyashma, rather than, as we said, we don't interrupt to say hello to somebody or to respond hello to somebody. So this occurs when we say kaddish kedusha. Kamoshi is bar lekam, as we'll learn in an upcoming simonim. Im ef shalol lemar l'sayim ma'inyon. If you can't quickly go to the end of the pasuk or finish the paragraph, then yochol lifsok afilu b'emtzo inyon. Then if you're allowed to interrupt, and you're allowed to interrupt even in the middle of an inyan, the lismoch habali svar rishonish lo cholku bekach letzorich mitzarabah kazo. And we can rely upon the more lenient opinion. It says, even if you're not in the end of an inyan or the end of a pasuk, you'd be allowed to interrupt. The lanos imatzibor, v'yachakach yachzo l'tchilas pasuk. And in this situation, you would be allowed to answer with the tzibor. You were trying to get to the end of the pasuk, but the chazim was faster, and they're up to your main yesh mirabah, so you answer main yesh mirabah, and then you go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Sivkot and Yudalef, we said, Chutz mi Pasuk Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, Shein Dover Godu Kekabolas Malchus Shemayim. There's nothing that's more important than accepting the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitam Zeh, Lo Yafsik, Gam Kem Mishpein Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvah Malchus Sol, Shegam Hu Mechlal HaYichud. And that's why you shouldn't interrupt, not only during the Pasuk of Shema, the Pasuk of Baruch Shem, but even in between the two Pesukim, because it's all one big concept, as we said already previously, of Kabolas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Sivkot and Yudbeis, Mashma Dafilu Kadesh Uktushu Baruch Lo Yaneh. When you're in the middle of Shema itself, the first pasuk, Baruch Shem, you're not allowed to interrupt for anything. He says, look in the Bir Halacha, there's a more of a discussion in this, but that's Bemis, the Halacha Lamai, so you don't interrupt for anything. The Evshod Yim HaKriya, Hayo La'acha, Sholosh Shos. However, if you're saying the Shema now, not to be Yotzi, the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but you're just saying it through Raki Kori B'Torah, then Tzorech La'asa, then you would be required to interrupt in order to say Kaddish or Kiddush or Men Yesh Mirabah. And if it's somebody that you're afraid is going to hurt you or kill you, so then Sivkot and Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, that situation, Dina Hukamo Betvila, there you have the same halacha as during the Shemona Esrei, where a person would be allowed to interrupt, and that concludes today's shir.